A mine is a complex underground structure. At first glance, the many galleries and various work levels look like a maze. Precise underground measurements and surveying were key to a successful mining operation. Miners needed to follow the vein-like deposits and layers of the coveted rock. The hewer's job was important because he could tell the difference between valuable and worthless rock. But it was the surveyor who figured out in which direction the excavation should proceed. He measured the mine workings and noted new openings into the mine plans, in this way drafting a kind of underground floor plan. The job of the mining surveyor back then was similar to that of a surveyor today. He determined the mine's boundaries, above and below ground, to ensure that excavations did not encroach on neighbouring land. As far back as the Middle Ages, surveyors were civil servants who were under oath. Their records were legally binding, like deeds. For their measurements, underground surveyors used a compass, protractor, rope, measuring chain, and clinometer. A clinometer was used to measure the angle of inclination or elevation of the passage to be mined. In other words, how steep or level a passage should descend inside the mine. The surveyor used a circumferentor to determine the magnetic north pole and establish the direction of the planned passage. He attached the compass to a taut rope. The compass reading would be imprecise if there were any iron parts nearby, which is why surveyors' tools and pit lamps were made without any iron components. To enable the hewer to proceed exactly in the predetermined direction, a so-called division was hung from the ceiling, three ropes with a stone at their end serving as weights. The ropes had to align perpendicularly with a marking on the rock behind them.